There was another round of congressional inquiries yesterday on controversies at the Justice Department. Those inquiries included dismissals of U.S. attorneys, politics in the Civil Rights Division, and domestic spying. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Assistant Attorney General Won Kim, head of the Civil Rights Division, retreated into bureaucratese under questioning from Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Then-Senator Edward Kennedy asked about Bradley Schlossman, former chief of the division's section on voting rights, who had moved out three minority female lawyers.
Schlossman reportedly said he's transferring them to make room for some good Americans. What did that say to you?
Senator, at a very minimum, those were intemperate and inopportune remarks. I mean, I think it's fair to say that they caused me some concern.
As for the firings of the U.S. attorneys, Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty has said he was barely in the loop. A former political operative at Justice, Monica Goodling, has contradicted that account. Yesterday, at the House Judiciary Committee, Massachusetts Democrat William Delahunt let McNulty get the last word.
Did Attorney General Gonzalez call you in and say, Paul, we've got a list of United States attorneys? Did you talk to him about this?
Not before the phone calls were made on December 7th.
And on domestic spying, former Attorney General John Ashcroft told another House panel that Justice and the White House disagreed sharply on the program's legality. The Senate Judiciary Committee authorized subpoenas in its probe of domestic spying. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.